This is Topeka, Kansas, about as close to the heart of the heartland of America as you can get. There are two men living here, older than the century, who look at the events of 1983 with the long perspective of the Kansas Plains. I came to find out what's on their mind as the new year begins.
When we were young, we couldn't imagine being cool in the summer. We couldn't imagine going across the country 50 miles an hour. We couldn't imagine any of those things.
Dr. Carl Menninger, 90 years old, pioneer of American psychiatry, a leader in the study of the human mind. Friend and counselor to other pioneers, Albert Schweitzer, Helen Keller. Are we not a better society today than we were when you were born?
A comfortable society. We have it easier. None of us work like they did then. We have less slavery, still have some. We have more child abuse. They had some then, but we got more.
I lived through three or four new worlds. Entirely new worlds.
Alfred Alf Landon, grand old man of the Republican Party, candidate for president in 1936. He's 96 years old and has seen a lot of changing times. Were the good old days as good as people remember them?
No. Imagination always works. They're just, you just forget about the things that didn't go so well, and you think of the things that did go well.
What's happened that you didn't expect to happen when you were young?
Well, a good many things, of course. I agree with Einstein, you know. Everything has changed since we discovered that we could cause the disintegration of matter.
Of matter?
Yes, the atomic and the atomic changes.
We can alter.
We can, for the first time in the history of the world, we can destroy the whole world.
The whole theory there is that the one that can use them the most and the quickest and dominate the world is going to have, the one be the survivor, but what kind of a world is he going to have when he survives? It's all going to be destroyed.
Two men of the Midwest, born in the last century, men of different politics and philosophies, arriving at one point of agreement, the danger of the nuclear arms race.
I'd say there's one subject worth considering.
Which is?
What are you going to do to stop this?
To stop?
To stop planning to kill yourselves. I've had people cry, don't let me do it. Don't let me kill myself. Nobody cries out for the universe. Nobody cries out for the planet, I mean. The planet can't cry out in the same way, but somebody should say, don't let them kill it. Don't let people kill themselves.
Only way to stop the Russians was to be strong enough so they couldn't win in one strike.
So this new world looks like a dangerous world.
So it looked like going to be any kind of a world at all.
You don't believe it, really, do you?
I know it's possible. I do.
But you don't believe it's likely.
I believe that trend is not destiny. So what does history teach you about the future? Be prepared for anything?
No, it teaches you, I would say, not to be too self-confident.
What gives Carl Menninger serenity as he faces the future?
I haven't betrayed any serenity in this conversation, have I?
And there is none for us on the eve of 84?
I shouldn't be. I don't believe in giving you serenity. Hush, baby. Rock-a-bye, baby. Everything's fine. The wind will blow and the tree will rock and so forth. Do you like?
And that's the CBS Evening News for this eve of New Year's Eve. Dan Rather reporting from New York. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year.